Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome in, Busted Open Nation. Here on a Thursday, I'm Ryan McKinnell in for David LaGreca, and we got the innovator of violence, Tommy Dreamer, holding it down as well here on a Thursday. Joining the show on this podcast edition of Busted Open, we have two interviews for you. First off, Kyle O'Reilly, fresh off his victory over Jungle Boy on Dynamite last night, and the one and only walking weapon himself, Josh Alexander, ahead of his big title showdown with Moose this Saturday at Rebellion on Impact. We are Busted Open. Sit back, relax, click play. Let's get it going on a Thursday. One half of Red Dragon, former Ring of Honor world champion, the one and only Kyle O'Reilly joining us here on a Thursday. Kyle, I got to ask you to kick off this conversation. First of all, congratulations on the win last night, but more specifically, congratulations on getting that win in an Owen Hart tournament qualifier. Kyle, you are a native of British Columbia. You are a professional wrestler, a very good one, a former world champion. Bro, what does a win like that in a tournament like that, the Owen Hart tournament qualifier, what did Owen mean to you growing up in British Columbia? You're 35 years old right now. You're a part of my generation. I mean, that's a special guy.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. Growing up in Western Canada, I grew up loving the Harts, idolizing them. And just everything about, you know, their legacy and the legend of that family. It's just, you know, it's the reason I wanted to do this and chase this and to represent Canada in the Owen is, it's a huge deal. And it's very near and dear to my heart, man. And I've been inspired by Owen's matches, you know, my whole career. For my money, I'd say Owen versus Davey Boy for the European title is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, television match of all time. And yeah.
Why are you doing this to me? Now I got to go and watch it. I just set up Ryan because he's going to watch you guys versus the Young Bucks from Ring of Honor. Because he said perhaps that one of the best tag team matches he's ever seen in his life. Yeah. And now you're going to have me watch Owen versus Davey.
Yeah. Love you. It was in Germany, I think, for on Raw when they were like did a European tour. It was probably taped. It wasn't live on TV, but man, it's so good. Well, okay. Yeah, man, I'm thrilled to be a part of this and to have my first singles match in AEW. You know, to get over that hump and to have that happen, that's a big deal for me too. And to get in there with a guy like Jungle Boy, who was just so young and hungry and full of spunk. Everyone knows, I don't need to tell you that he's got an extremely bright future as well. So it was awesome getting to lock horns with him as well.
I was going to ask you, what was the chemistry like between you and Jungle Boy? Because again, the match played really well on TV last night. Like, it was highly enjoyable. The stakes were what they were. The Owen, you know, tournament qualifier, that's a great sort of bill to put that next to. But can you just talk to sort of the chemistry you had, your first singles match, working with a guy who is, as you said, a very bright future, and not just AEW, but professional wrestling in general with Jungle Boy. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a pleasure. I mean, I think we're like-minded individuals in how we want to represent ourselves and represent pro wrestling. And we've had a few tags or multi-tags and straight tags as well. I guess maybe two total. But still, there, you know, you can tell when you work with someone if you've got chemistry or not. And I felt right off the bat, I've got chemistry with Jungle Boy. And I think maybe the powers that be saw that as well and decided, let's make this a singles match and see what these guys can do working together. And of course, in the future, I'd love to have a longer match as well.
Hey, sure. Listen, man, I've seen what you've done in NXT, and you had an amazing career there. You have become such a great worker. You're this newer type of worker. When I say it's a different hybrid style, it's you have an MMA kind of like feel. I call it a hybrid style, and I love it. And I always say it's the future of professional wrestling. That's kind of happening now. But I think last night was a breakout night for you in two ways. The beginning was your promo, man. You started off that promo and you told the story, because there's a bigger story to be told right now from what Adam, and you're in there with guys who can talk, with Adam Cole and Matt Jackson. They like to command that microphone presence, but you held that promo, and then you go out there and you basically tell your group, listen, this is how great we can be together. Because in the ring, you are great. But I'm talking about this promo in specifically. And then you go out there and you do it. And this is a great breakout moment for you. I'm happy that it happened for you. And it was a really, really good match. But, like, where do you – like, obviously you want to win this tournament. But given being a singles or being a tag – because you've had both, you've had that success, which do you kind of lean towards, or are you just going with the flow?
Yeah, that's definitely a tough question. I've always been a go with the flow individual. I'm happy to show up to work and do what the boss tells me to do. And, you know, but I've always had a spot in my heart for tag team wrestling. I love tag team wrestling. I've had amazing tag partners over the years. So I always would love to be involved in a tag match in some capacity. And it's, you know, it's kind of, you're sharing the workload. It's a little easier on your body and you can rest a little. But I love singles matches as well. And I think I can show different sides of myself depending on each situation, you know, and a tag as heels is one thing. And a tag as face is another thing. And a singles with whomever can be a completely different thing from any of those. So I just love having a chance to just experiment and explore the art form that is pro wrestling. I always want my matches to feel a little different than everything else that everybody is doing. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, like when you're working with people, you kind of have to, you know, have their match as well. And that's fine. But I just love, you know, being experimental and just trying new things. And that's what wrestling is kind of all about. You throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And if I can make stuff I do a little bit different, then I'm happy about that.
For you, obviously, you know, AEW currently supplying amazing dream matches across the board. We also, there's an, you know, Adam Cole announced the pay-per-view between New Japan. Do you have any within the AEW, I can't even say the AEW parameters, any dream matches that you would like to have?
Yeah, absolutely. A guy who I've wanted to wrestle my entire career is Bryan Danielson. I broke in 2005, and he was at that time having this epic run with the ROH title. And he inspired me to want to make it to ROH, and he was going over to Japan and making a living there. So that inspired me to want to follow that path. And he always worked a very similar sort of hybrid style, as you put it, which I totally agree with that definition of it. Cause it's very much a hybrid style. It's whatever you want it to be, you know, kicks and strikes and submissions, but it's mixed with professional wrestling, which is a style of its own. So certainly with Danielson, and now he's teamed up with Mox. I think that'd be an amazing tag match as well. There's a ton of guys in AEW I'd really love to wrestle. And I think it's a very deep roster. So there's no shortage of potential dream matches from where I'm standing.
You talk about that hybrid style, and we're here with Kyle O'Reilly, former Ring of Honor champion, one half of Red Dragon, now wrestling in All Elite Wrestling for AEW, fresh off his victory last night over Jungle Boy in the Owen Hart tournament qualifier, the hybrid style, right? You actually, for as accomplished as you are as a tag team wrestler, and you are one of the best of the last 10 or 15 years, Kyle, you came on my radar in a, I think what was being billed as like a hybrid rules match. It was you and when Adam Cole went to war at, what was it, like Best in the World 12, when you split Adam's lip up to his nose. Like, that's when I saw you and I was like, holy shit. Like, not only was that an introduction to you, that was an introduction for me to kind of, because like, I was a little bit out of the business in the mid-2000s. I didn't really know what was going on. That was like a punch to my gut, an introduction to what was happening on a different level. Like, like that match, for those that don't know, first of all, everyone should go back and watch that match. I don't know how fondly Adam thinks back to that match, because again, his lip was split up to his nose. That was a violent match. What do you remember about that?
Well, it was a career-defining match for both of us, I think. Coming out of it, Adam, you know, they realized what they had in him, and his career went to the next level, and mine did as well. It was tough, because going into the match, the New York crowd, they didn't really give a crap about seeing us. For one, we were still pretty young and unproven, and we had this rule set, a hybrid fighting rules match that I don't think anyone really understood or really cared about, and the build for it was kind of whatever. But we tried our best, man. And I just remember at one point in the match, we're squaring off and throwing bombs at each other. And I'm a huge Terry Funk fan. And I, for whatever reason in my head, because I don't throw a lot of punches, but I just, in my head, I was like, do what Terry Funk would do. And in that moment, I just did like a straight, just punch straight in the lip, and it split right open and was like squirting blood. And
it was,
and then
so
the
dark.
Crowd was like, oh my God, they lost their minds. And it ended up being awesome for us. And it was just one of those weird circumstances. What would Terry Funk do? Punch your mouth, Bruce.
What would Terry Funk do? I wouldn't advise that to like young pro wrestlers listening, for that to be your first thought in your head. But hey, Kyle, it worked for you, right?
But yeah, well, he had such a great working punch, and I don't have a great working punch, so mine just was the punch.
Terry Funk would also grab you as hard as he could by your hair and then headbutt you. And your eyes, when you get hit in your forehead and your eyes start to water, you know that's a hard head. And then you do it again, and you didn't know what hurt more, the headbutt or him still holding your hair, because you couldn't break that grip, that crazy son of a bitch.
He's the best.
Yes,
he is. And talk about a guy, just like the way he sold, like it was done in such a manner that completely believable and realistic, but so entertaining too. Like, man, I've tried my best to capture that whenever I'm trying to sort of sell. He's my biggest influence.
I'm going to make you go down a rabbit hole. Terry Funk versus Barry Windham in Puerto Rico.
Terry
works for about 6 minutes with a chair around his head. It's fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Go and find it.
I will.
We're gonna have so much homework to do between the three of us.
Yeah,
the conversations that we've had after just a brief 15 minutes. Kyle, I do want to ask you about this. You are a former Ring of Honor world champion. You're obviously wrestling in All Elite Wrestling right now. The Forbidden Door is open. We don't know exactly which way this is gonna go yet. But again, you've got the Undisputed Elite that's happening. I just want to get your thoughts. As a former Ring of Honor champion, Tony Khan announces that he's purchased Ring of Honor. We're going back about a month, but this is still fresh in my mind. It's still a big deal for me. I'm curious. You know, Punk has talked about this. Danielson has talked about this. Obviously, former Ring of Honor champions in their own right. For you, when you heard Tony Khan was buying Ring of Honor, first of all, where were you? What was it like? Like, what do you remember about that? And what are your feelings on the purchase of Ring of Honor?
It's very exciting, and I was happy, especially because of the recent news surrounding Ring of Honor, that we weren't sure what was happening. Are they closing shop? Are they going to start running less? And then Tony buys it, and I realize, okay, this company's in good hands, and the train's going to keep going. And what I've heard a lot amongst the boys is that, you know, the tape library now is under Tony's control, and what a great get that is. And the legacy of all these guys, your Bryans, your Joes, your Punks, of their footage of when they were, you know, cutting their teeth is all going to be in good hands and with this company. So now for video packages or whatever they want to use it for, just becomes so much more epic. Like, you know, me and Cole, they could show that bloody lip thing without any issues down the line. So it's really cool. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen with it. It's awesome.
The best part about it too is you could show your history with somebody. Not only, you know, there's a lot of times in wrestling fans, they're the best because they remind, I'm sure, you as well as me, things that we've done. But your history is now in the hands of a wrestling fan where you can show clips of it, as well as those go homes for the pay-per-view shows. I love them, but it shows all the connective tissue when you're writing compelling television of, hey, we have a history and we have a past. Because any sport, Yankees versus Red Sox, greatest rival, they always go to it. Greatest rivalry in sports. I don't feel it is, but they'll still go to all these great moments. And you have that at the disposal of a crazy Tony Khan brain, which I love, because it's all about, like, kind of how this conversation has been all about our love of professional wrestling. And how do you not enjoy going to work each and every week when you have something like that?
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you real quick between, I mean, I know you knew a lot of guys, difference between, if you want to talk just real quick about, like, you, I'm sitting saying this, you are so talented. You have been unemployed for probably how long? A heartbeat between companies. That's because everybody wants your ability, which is great. And I'm so, so happy for you, because I also know the struggles you got to get to where you're going. But the different vibes between the locker rooms, you know, cause you were in NXT for a long time and now you're in AEW, but I mean, I'm sure they're somewhat similar because you know so many people, right?
Or mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's so many of the guys in AEW, it was kind of like a reunion or a homecoming, like guys that I went to Japan with, or was in Ring of Honor with, or the independents with, and now we're on this huge platform together. Like I never had the luxury of making it to the main roster. So I didn't really get that experience. So coming over here, it feels like I'm having that main roster run now, because it's a major show. It's huge. It's, you know, in traveling to a different city every week, it feels now like, oh, like now I feel like I'm in the big leagues. Even though I was in WWE, I was still part of NXT, which had an amazing run and was awesome. And I loved my time there, but now I just feel, you know, a little more kind of comfortable, I guess, just a little more at home, which is weird saying, cause I'm still so new here. But yeah, I'm pleased to have made this jump.
It's the familiar faces, right? It's the history that I think so. With so many of those people in the locker room, which
and
I completely
just the whole mentality and philosophy just kind of seems back to how it was pre WWE, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
I get what you're saying, because here's the deal. You said it, and you said it, I don't know if even realizing it. You're in NXT trying to make it to the main roster, but that is kind of everyone's ultimate goal, but not, you know, you're part of the main roster. Mm-hmm. And you're part of, I remember Thunder Rosa saying, like, I'm getting recognized so much. Don Callis saying, I'm getting recognized everywhere. You are on the main roster of, like you said, a major wrestling show that was kicking NXT's butt, made him kind of switch days. And it is like, I don't want to say it's your call up, because that black and gold brand was its separate brand drawing great houses, but that's what you're a part of now. Each and every, it's, you're doing it on Wednesdays and you're doing it with your friends, and there is no competition amongst of, I hope to get called up, because you're already there.
Right.
Because, dude, let me tell you, I lived that. I lived that in ECW. Could I have made it in WWE? And then I was like, yeah, it's, but it's just different. It's a way different thing, but you're doing it. So kudos to you, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Well, Kyle, I wanted to ask you, because we're on the subject and we only got like a minute or two left here. So, you know, feel free to answer however you like. But as we do talk about NXT, I am kind of endlessly curious. You've been in all these different promotions. You've been in the WWE. You've been a Ring of Honor. You've wrestled in New Japan. Like, you've had a hell of a career for yourself, despite, you know, I mean, okay, you started in 2005, but it's amazing all that you've been able to accomplish. I am curious, though, when you look back at the time in WWE, how do you look at it? Do you look at it fondly? Do you look at it as like you wish you would have gotten more? Like, I'm just curious, like, what your sort of view on that whole experience was.
Completely. I look at it so fondly. I truly believe that I am 10 times the performer now than I was before getting signed to WWE. I'm way more polished. I have way more confidence with a microphone. I know my role better. I know how to work a main event match. I know how to work tag matches better. I have better psychology now, I feel. Yeah, I wouldn't change anything about this journey to where I'm at now. Absolutely not.
I've told that to so many people that when they get let go, I'm like, do you know how much better you are that you were part of that system? It has a lot to do with the coaches and the people that you're with. And then guess what? Look at the people you got around you now. So it's great. And the sky's the limit for you, bud. I couldn't be happy for you.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
Hey, Kyle O'Reilly, congratulations on a big win in that Owen Hart tournament qualifier. Congratulations on being signed to AEW. And thanks so much, man, for giving us a few minutes on a Thursday. That was a really good chat.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. And anytime, I'd love to come back.
Hey, everyone. Lindsay Rhodes here. And if you love football, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. With episodes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we cover every NFL angle and talk to guests from across the NFL world. Hall of Famers, analytics nerds, and I say that lovingly as someone who wants to be an analytics nerd very badly. Fantasy football experts, all of it. They're discussions you're not going to find anywhere else. So please, subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Josh Alexander stopping by here on a Thursday ahead of his big showdown with Moose. Josh, first of all, thanks for giving us a few minutes on a Thursday. I know you obviously have this big match coming up, and this is a match that, has went from competitive to personal quite quickly over the last couple of months, Josh.
No, that is absolutely correct. I have to maybe correct you. I know I am a former Impact World Champion, but I really don't consider myself to be a former World Champion because, you know, I won it and lost in 7 seconds. So there's a caveat there, I guess.
That's called the Tommy Dreamer rule in professional wrestling.
Yeah, the Tommy Dreamer rule. And, you know, listen, as Tommy comes in there, Josh, I got to speak to you. I don't even remember. I feel like it was a couple years ago. But one of the things that we talked about was your relationship with Tommy Dreamer and the history that you two have. I always find that interesting, sort of the generations and the lineage and how close the community of professional wrestling really is, man.
Well, it helps that Tommy's such a big fan of pro wrestling and he came around to all the independents and, you know, saw all people just like me, you know, 10, 12 years ago before anybody knew who I was. So,
yeah, big, big fan of Josh for a long, long time. Now, Josh, we got to talk a little business here. First off, we were talking, you know, the big news last night that Tony Khan dropped about the New Japan show and this whole Forbidden Door. Well, you were kind of a guy who kicked that Forbidden Door down. You defeated Christian, won the title, though it's got a bit of it doesn't have an asterisk because you did win. However, here comes Moose, and Moose takes it away from you in front of your family. Kind of embarrassing, because I know you personally, and then you've been on this quest, and you know, you and Moose alone is a really, really good matchup. You can't take anything away from Moose. Athletic ability, his wrestling ability. He's another guy. You're very, very parallel. You've both been doing this for a while. You guys have both transformed your body. You take this business very, very seriously, except for Moose, always somewhat likes to take shortcuts. And then Moose recently on an independent event showed up out of nowhere and literally speared the hell out of your wife. In front of you, but the biggest point, in front of your child. He also showed up at your house, which if he was there, I know if you were there, he would have gotten his ass beat where the cops would have been called. So kind of let me in where your head's at with all this, because I've seen you backstage, we got to keep you guys apart. We make sure you're not in the same space. There's a lot of real stuff going on behind the scenes with you two. So, but it's also the hard part. You got to be professional.
Yeah. You know, the immediate answer is to be like, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, you know, I'm fed up, all this other stuff, everything that keeps transpiring, you know, it only adds fuel to the fire. And, you know, now I can say it's motivating me more for, you know, Rebellion this Saturday night, but, you know, I've been wrestling for nearly 17 years. And when I step back and, you know, I try to cool off a little bit and really think about this, everything Moose is doing leads me to believe that he's just desperate and he's grasping at straws, trying to figure out any advantage he can get for Rebellion this Saturday night. And I got to just try to keep reminding myself of that, even though the image, you know, is burned in my mind of him spearing me in front of my wife and child, you know, the lowest low of my career that, you know, followed up the highest high of my career in defeating Christian at Bound for Glory. So hopefully, you know, this Saturday night at Rebellion against Moose, I can finally lay to rest that I am, you know, Impact World Championship material, and I can take that belt away from him, because I know that that means so much to him. You know, if he's going to take away the image of me being the hero for my children in front of them, like he has, I'm going to take away that belt that matters most to him.
I got to ask you this, because a lot of times wrestlers don't step back and look at themselves in the sense of, I see a difference in you. And I'm not talking about in-ring, because in-ring you are polished, you're in your prime, you're there. But I was staring across the ring from you when we were in Philadelphia a long time ago. And then I just saw your return to Philadelphia in the very same building. The fans are looking at you differently. You have this top guy feel. And I say that with, like, you're a different person. And I see it when every arena we're going to, it's like, there's Josh Alexander. He's a star, but he's also one hell of a wrestler. Do you see that? Do you feel that? Or is that not, like, set in for you yet?
I definitely see it and I feel it when, you know, the music hits and I finally come out and I get that reception in all these different towns. Like when I came back in Louisville at Sacrifice after Moose's main event match with Heath, like there was parts of me though, every single time from my entrance, and the same thing I'm saying in Louisville, where right before I come out, I'm worried still, you know, you get in your own head that maybe nobody's going to remember you. Maybe nobody's going to have that reception for you. But then, you know, I'm always pleasantly surprised that they do. And I think it's just adding to my confidence. And I don't know if you would agree with me, Tommy, but the one thing I found in my career is that confidence is, you know, paramount to a professional wrestler. If you're confident in your wrestling ability, confident in, you know, talking, confident in anything else, that's all going to translate to being more and more successful. So, you know, the fans are definitely helping prop me up and give me a little bit more confidence leading into this title match for sure.
And we're here with Josh Alexander ahead of that aforementioned title match this Saturday at Rebellion Impact, inside an Impact ring. It is obviously a bit of revenge on the mind of Josh Alexander. Josh, I was here in Vegas for Bound for Glory. I'm sorry, it wasn't, you know, a career highlight for you, but I did like, right, how you referenced it in terms of, I don't consider myself a champion. Yeah, I had the belt for 7 seconds. It still doesn't sit right with me, right? I operate in the combat sports space as well, right, in mixed martial arts, Josh. And one of the things that you talk about with in terms of champions, you're not an actual champion until you defend that championship, right? So I can't imagine what it's like to lose it after 7 seconds. Can you speak to the kind of chip on your shoulder that that built and kind of what that did to you psychologically?
Yeah, no, like there was already a chip on my shoulder well before that match ever occurred. Anything ever happened, trust me.
Fair enough.
You know, my wrestling career has been a story of, you know, perseverance and just not giving up, because I've had every door shut in my face and I've every obstacle put in my way. And like that parallels this story that's happened since Bound for Glory, with all these different obstacles and things being put in my way and opponents. Yeah. But, you know, the chip on my shoulder just keeps growing and growing, because, you know, leading into Bound for Glory with Christian, you know, wrestling an Impact and pro wrestling legend like that, you know, putting it all on the line. You know, I was saying the entire time I was going to, you know, take that championship. I was going to shut the forbidden door in his face, and I was going to be the face of Impact Wrestling moving forward. And, you know, I was able to defeat him. I was able to take that championship, and it was ripped out of my hands. And I can't say that I'd be the face of Impact Wrestling, because I haven't been able to, you know, be that reigning and defending champion. Yeah. You're right. So hopefully, you know, I can right all those wrongs at Rebellion on Saturday night.
Well, I've taken it. You've taken it. Moose's finish, the spear. I don't know if it's because he played pro football. I don't know what it is. It's different. When he hits you, it's fast and it takes the wind out of you. I have no core strength. You do. Every time Moose hits me with it, I lose to it. But for you, man, it's you are so quick, and there is a counter to every hold. For Moose's, the only way is I've seen you where he's go to hit it and you sprawled out on him. That's really the only, that or get out of the way are really the only counters to that. And the sprawl is hard because you're getting hit too. Do you fear anything that Moose can do to you? Or are you just like, because again, when somebody, you said he's attacking your family, he's gone to your family's house. I don't know if he's desperate or if he's calculating, and there's a big difference, but Moose, I've seen it. I've experienced it. I feel he will go to any length to beat you.
Yeah, I think Moose has really told that story since Bound for Glory, that he's willing to do whatever he can to keep that championship. And, you know, that makes him dangerous. And yes, Moose is one of the greatest athletes in all of pro wrestling. So yes, I have to be afraid of what Moose is going to throw at me in this match. Whether it be the spear or anything else, you know, when Moose, when you're talking about that caliber of athlete, that caliber of professional wrestler, everything he can do is dangerous. The only thing I think that works to my advantage that makes me different than any of the people that Moose has defeated on his, you know, run and reign as Impact World Champion so far is that chip on my shoulder that we were talking about. I think that I have a certain amount of heart where I don't stay down where others might. So I really need to, you know, hope that that's going to be my X factor. And I think it definitely will, you know, with everything that's transpired with my wife and kids being on the back of my mind the entire time, you know, he's going to have to kill me to keep me down, to be quite honest.
And Ryan, Josh has talked about his journey to get there. I know a lot of his journey. I don't know. And a lot of the Busted Nation knows some of it, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, you broke your neck twice. You were going to pretty much quitting the business. You were almost banned from entering the United States. You wear your headgear because of severe ear trauma to your ear that could be permanent. And these are all, so I've counted four kind of really big ones. And yet you're still doing it because you love it.
Hell yeah.
Because it's the journey that gets you there. And if after Saturday you're standing at the top, it's all gonna, it'll all be worth it in that moment. And if you're not there, if you don't win, it still will be worth it because it's the journey that got you there. But I know you're just laser focused on winning it. Is your wife and kids able to cross? Are they going to be there or not? I don't know.
I believe they will be there. We are leaving this afternoon. So barring any sort of hiccups or anything, I will have my wife and child there to witness, you know, history hopefully being made.
Cool.
Well, we talk about a lot over the last, I don't know, a couple years, Josh, really. I mean, even going back to the relationship with Impact and some of the stuff that you were doing. The Forbidden Door, right? The Forbidden Door. It's the big buzzword in professional wrestling these days. Josh, I'm very curious. I don't want you to look ahead past Moose. I know you have a massive match Saturday at Rebellion. It's a revenge match. You obviously want to get this back, especially for everything that happened at Bound for Glory. But when you look ahead to 2022, 2023, hopefully you're going to be Impact World Champion, right? The Forbidden Door is opening more and more. I'm just curious, man. You're a professional wrestling fan. You're a proud Canadian, right? What dream matches are out there? What has you salivating potential-wise for potential matchups when you look at the pro wrestling landscape as we jump ahead here the next couple years?
I mean, you can run through the laundry list of names and big names that could, you know, challenge for that world championship if I were to win and to be defending it. And I would say yes to pretty much all of them. Any big match that's going to put, you know, the spotlight on A, me, and B, Impact Wrestling as a whole, you know, I think is going to benefit everybody involved. And like my plan, man, before when I said it about for glory, if I took that world championship, I wanted to defend that thing around the world against the very best there is to offer. And now, like, I can look at the Impact roster and pick people like Eddie Edwards or Eric Young or even Jay White, since he's been showing up from New Japan. I think these are all highlight marquee matchups that can put like Impact on the map and me as a reigning champion. And, you know, that's just my goal, man. I want to take it around the world, and I want to put the spotlight back on Impact Wrestling as a whole.
If you are the champion and you're the champion by February 13th on my 52nd birthday, do you think I could get another title shot? Because that's why Rick Suave was my favorite champion.
Yeah, absolutely. If that all transpires in there, you want to run a
don't give it to Chris Bay because we have the same birthday. Don't give it to Chris Bay.
Putting you on the spot.
I need another title shot. I came so close to beating Rich Swan.
Let's make it a three-way, Tommy. We can make things interesting. You and Chris Bay can both get your birthday wish.
Thank you, buddy. Hopefully on Saturday you could niche your little place in professional wrestling history in a very, very historic wrestling building.
I'm certainly going to die trying, Tommy.
Yes. I broke my back there. I had a broken neck too. So, I mean, you have two broken necks. So maybe you could break your back winning as well. So,
Tommy, what are you doing to this guy?
Something to do. I'm still here. He'll still be here too.
Yeah, I have no wood to knock on in my truck right now.
Like, yeah,
I
great.
Can't
really
put that bad juju on me. But...
yeah. Good job. I'm sitting here on a pool table. I'll knock on the pool table for you, Josh. We'll try to create some sort of synergy or crossover here. Tommy, you are a wonderful / terrible person. Josh, forget about that bad juju Tommy put on you. I'm sure
that's
nothing
good juju.
But good
I'm
things.
Still here. He's still here.
Yeah, okay.
Great history. Break your back in the building and win the title.
Nothing but good vibes headed your way, Mr. Walking Weapon. Josh Alexander getting it in this Saturday at Rebellion against Moose for the Impact World Championship. Josh, man, best of luck. And sincerely, man, thanks for giving us a few minutes here on a Thursday.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.